Welcome to The Flash, where we bring you the latest and most pressing headlines. Today, we're diving deep into three stories that have gripped the nation and the world. First, we'll explore the ongoing criminal trial of former U.S. President Donald Trump, focusing on alleged hush money payments. Then we'll shift our attention to the escalating Israel-Hamas conflict and its profound humanitarian implications. Finally, we'll discuss the growing partisan divide in the U.S. over Israel and what it means for President Joe Biden's leadership. Stay with us as we unpack these complex issues. Kicking off our discussions today, we're focusing on the trial of Donald Trump involving alleged hush money payments. Laura, can you walk us through the key developments in this case?
Certainly, Wendy. The trial centers on payments made to silence adult film actress Stormy Daniels about a claimed sexual encounter with Trump in 2006. Prosecutors are alleging that Trump played a key role in covering up these payments to protect his chances in the 2016 presidential race. The case has unveiled details about the Trump Organization's financial operations, particularly regarding Trump's signature, linked to payments intended to silence claims potentially harmful to his image.
Has there been any direct evidence linking Trump to these allegations?
As of now, the prosecution has faced challenges in directly connecting Trump to the decision to falsify business records related to these payments. Former employees have testified, suggesting these were not legal expenses, but campaign-related, yet there's no definitive proof of Trump's directive. Despite this, Trump's defense maintains the payments were legal and has called the trial politically motivated. Crucially, witnesses like Michael Cohen, Stormy Daniels, and Karen McDougal are expected to provide potentially pivotal testimonies. Amidst legal proceedings, there have also been concerns over witness safety and Trump's compliance with court protocols.
It sounds like a complex and highly charged trial. As we continue to follow this case, the implications for Trump and the political landscape could be significant. What's next on our agenda? Turning our attention to a global crisis, let's discuss the recent escalation in the Israel-Hamas conflict. Sean, the seizure of the Rafah border crossing is a significant development. Could you delve into the details for us?
Absolutely, Wendy. Israeli forces have taken control of the Rafah border crossing in Gaza, a strategic point vital for the flow of essential goods into the area. This action comes amid faltering ceasefire negotiations and has been criticized by international allies, including the U.S. The humanitarian situation in Gaza, already dire, is at risk of worsening significantly, prompting the United Nations to express concerns about an unprecedented crisis. The Israeli military justifies the operation as a counterterrorism measure, yet it has led to numerous civilian casualties and exacerbated tensions with the U.S.
What's the international reaction to this move?
President Biden has openly warned against such actions, and there's a noticeable rift between Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's aggressive tactics and the call for restraint by international allies. Meanwhile, rumors of a ceasefire proposal highlight the diplomatic efforts underway to resolve the conflict, yet Israel's core demands have not been met, keeping the crisis in a state of flux. As we monitor this situation, the long-term implications for Israeli-U.S. relations and regional stability are profound.
Thank you, Sean. A critical story indeed. Now let's shift gears to explore how internal U.S. politics intersect with this international crisis. Lastly, we're taking a closer look at the widening partisan divide over Israel in the United States and its implications for President Biden. Rachel, what can you tell us about this shift?
Wendy, the U.S. political landscape is experiencing a profound shift in attitudes toward Israel, largely influenced by Prime Minister Netanyahu's policies and the nation's right-leaning governance. Republican voters now show significantly more sympathy toward Israel than Democratic voters, a stark contrast to the early 2000s. This divide is further emphasized by the recent conflict in Gaza, putting Biden in a delicate position, given his long-standing support for Israel.
How might this impact Biden's policies and political standing?
The partisan split poses a considerable challenge for Biden. While he aims to address anti-Semitism and reassess the use of U.S. weapons by Israel, he also faces calls from within his party to reevaluate the U.S.-Israel relationship critically. The influence of pro-Israel lobbying groups remains strong, but there's a perceptible generational shift within the Democratic base that could reshape future U.S. policies towards Israel. As these dynamics unfold, Biden's approach to navigating this divisive issue will have lasting consequences for both U.S. foreign policy and his political legacy. Fascinating insights, Rachel. As we conclude today's episode, these stories highlight not only the complexity of international relations, but also the deeply interwoven threads of politics, law, and societal shifts. As we continue to observe these developments, The Flash will be right here to keep you informed. Knowledge and entertainment. On demand. Thank you for tuning in.